Good morning, everyone. This is Lucy
and Sharon,
and we are the Chemo Girls. Welcome back to the Cancer Survivor Show. And do we have a topic for you today?
We do.
You know what? This is funny. We have been putting this topic off for a long time, haven't we, Sharon?
We have, but we decided it was time to put our big girl panties on and discuss adult topics.
Really big girl panties.
We mean that.
But you know, I think we decided that we really have to do it because it has come up in conversation.
Yes.
With other women way too many times to be ignored.
Right. Not just women. I mean, this, if you are walking a cancer journey, not just that, if you've had surgery, I mean, there are so many reasons why this topic has to be discussed.
And you know what? If they can talk about it in commercials on television, by dag it, we can talk about it on the air, right?
We're just going to jump into, you know, one of those commercials that should come after 9 o'clock. And we're not talking about sex. That would be a lot more fun.
This is a more guarded conversation. It's constipation.
Yes.
Seriously, we have been talking to women lately who are either going through treatment right now or have just had surgery, or they're survivors of many years. This thing about constipation keeps coming up.
It really does.
And let's just address the elephant in the room today and talk about it.
Yeah, we're going to discuss it. I mean, and there's so many reasons why this becomes a problem in your system. One of the first reasons is, you know, anxiety. Our body reacts to anxiety, and all kinds of things will happen in your digestive tract. That statement is tailored to every individual person because each person's digestive tract will respond differently to stress.
Yeah.
But for some, constipation is the reaction.
I think it's just you just kind of tense up your whole body and it
puts maybe you're just sweating so much you dehydrate when you're nervous.
Maybe that's it. Another reason is surgery.
Yes.
You know, a lot of times whenever you've gone under anesthesia, it takes a few days or sometimes longer.
It does.
For the body to flush those medications out.
Sure. And it slows everything down.
It does. Uh-huh.
And another reason is following surgery or when you're in chronic pain, those, you know, blessed painkillers, you know, when you need them, but they sure can seize up a colon.
Yeah, they sure, they can.
They really can.
For sure.
And another issue when you're going through chemotherapy, a lot of the time you don't feel like eating. You also don't feel like drinking.
That's right.
When you become dehydrated, either because of a decreased intake of fluids or because you're throwing up or whatever else may be the issue.
Right.
When your body becomes dehydrated, this can be the result. Another thing is physical activity.
Mm-hmm. When you're under the weather, whether it be chemo or surgeries or whatever, you're just not as active.
That's
right. And regular activity is very important to regular activity.
This is getting more fun, Lucy.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Another reason is because when you are in treatment, a lot of the time, you know, your stomach isn't feeling exactly right, like we were saying, and you're not eating high fiber, fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, all the things that keeps your system.
Sometimes it's just soft foods that really don't aid in the digestive process.
That's right.
That much.
That's a lovely way to put that, Lucy. I like that. So these are some of the reasons.
That's right.
That we can have this problem. There are other medications that can cause problems, but we just sort of thought that we would discuss some of the possible remedies.
Yeah.
And they're kind of the opposite of what we just said.
You know, it's really quite interesting that a lot of doctors don't address this.
Well, and if they do, they kind of throw, you know, Miralax at you or whatever laxative.
Right.
Or bulking agent or whatever they use. And that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But there are about, you know, 10, 15 things you can try before you get there, or in conjunction with what they prescribed for you.
Right, right. What are some of those things, Sharon, that can be used in the aid of constipation?
Well, Lucy, the first thing I will say is please do discuss all of this with your doctor. Be sure he's on board with anything we ever suggest.
That's right.
You know, we're not doctors, but our first suggestion is increase your water intake.
Mm-hmm.
And if water is not where you are right now, just liquid intake.
That's right.
You want to decrease your caffeine. I think the rule of thumb is for every 8 ounces of caffeinated drink, you have to have 8 ounces of a drink without caffeine just to break even.
Right.
So drinking tea is not going to work for you unless it's an herbal tea with no caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
So increase that fluid intake. The next thing is physical activity. You know, I get that you can be very lethargic, feel very fatigued, but some kind of physical activity will make a world of difference, even if it's just getting up and walking out to the mailbox as many times a day as you can pull that off today.
Right.
And mm-hmm. maybe tomorrow you can manage something else. Maybe by Friday, a yoga class would be good.
That's a great idea.
So, and we really do advocate yoga, by the way, and there will be more information on that later. You also want to increase your fiber intake, fiber cereals, whole grain breads, that kind of thing, multigrain breads.
Right, uh-huh.
And your fruits and vegetables are fantastic. And then another thing that I'll suggest, which I found only this past year, chia seeds. Yes, chia.
Does it grow hair?
Well, I don't know what's going on inside of me, but I take about a tablespoon of these seeds daily in my tea, or, you know, I drink a healthy smoothie in the morning, just stir them in. They truly have no flavor that I can discern.
Okay.
However, they are little bitty, almost like a sesame seed size. And they get, once they've been in something that has liquid in it, it seems almost like a gel encasement on the outside. And
okay.
I think that that just causes your whole system to move far better, really does aid in digestion, as you said.
Well, let me ask you, how did you come up on this great product? I've never heard of a chia seed before.
Oh, they're wonderful. And I believe they have a degree of protein in them, and they also are a great source of the omegas.
Okay.
Which can be a mood stabilizer, which
yeah.
is lovely. You know, I cannot remember who told me about these chia seeds. I really can't.
Mm-hmm.
But it was word of mouth.
That's great.
Just like this. Someone sharing with, you know, the idea with
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
So I'm passing it on to you guys.
And that's what we're here for, is just to lend an ear and give some helpful advice in various areas. We just decided on the bathroom today.
Right. I was thinking today on the throne. No, I'm kidding. another thing, speaking of that they also mention in my research has been to have a regularly scheduled time to go to the bathroom.
Right.
And they suggest after breakfast. They also suggest that you have nothing else to do and that you take time to be in there and allow for time. Well, this is something that a friend of mine from Korea said to me probably 15 years ago. I was helping her work through the holidays in her shop. And
right.
She's married to an American man. I do not ask me how this topic came up. But she just said, essentially, what is up with you Americans? You know, you'll say that you've really got to go to the bathroom. And you go in the bathroom and 5 minutes later you come out. And she's like, in other parts of the world, that's just not done. I mean, you have not allowed. I mean, I almost got lectured to. You have not allowed time for your body to do what it needs to do.
We Americans, we want everything really
right
fast,
now,
don't we?
Including yeah. that. And so it's not unusual to me after that
funny.
Little lecture that the literature was saying, give yourself time. preferably right after a very fiber-filled breakfast
right.
to do this.
I've actually tried that technique before, and I was there a long time. I think the longer I sat there, the more tense I got trying to give hearing, myself time.
You're hearing Jeopardy. Dun, 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 dun.
But it is a really good suggestion.
Yeah.
Get into a regular pattern, have a routine, and kind of try to get your body on a somewhat predictable
schedule there.
Schedule, that's right.
Another thing that I found is a list of foods that help relieve constipation.
Right.
We've heard of some of these already. Others I had not heard of personally.
Tell us about them.
Number one on the list, what do you think it is?
Not prunes.
It is prunes.
Of course.
You're a genius, Lucy.
Oh, that goes back to my grandmama days.
That's exactly what the literature had said. That's grandma's old remedy. And, you know, there's a lot of wisdom sort of thing. So food number two was beans. I mean, baked beans, black-eyed peas, kidney beans, pinto beans, garbanzos, lima beans. You know, you can cook dried beans, throw garbanzos on your salad.
Right. There's a lot of ways to add beans to your diet.
And we won't even say what they say about beans. Ask your children. They can tell you.
All right. Balance. That's all we're asking for is balance.
That's right. And another one totally threw me off was kiwi.
Ah, I haven't ever heard that one.
Are you expecting that? I mean, I personally absolutely love kiwi, but one medium kiwi has 2.5 grams of fiber, lots of vitamins and nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that is without that horrible skin.
Yeah,
I'm thinking that's a lot more fiber.
Don't think that's intended.
Yeah, but they're a berry, and they're full of all kinds of lovely nutrients. The next is rye bread. Multigrain breads are fantastic, but apparently rye bread is just a wonderful thing. It has, honey, I don't know how to say this. It's spelled ARABINOTYXLAN. It's a component of dietary fiber in rye, and they say it just keeps food moving through your system.
I wonder if the caraway seed has anything to do with it as well.
It might.
I'm thinking there's a string of seeds going on here. We had the chia seed, and then we had those little seeds that are in the kiwi, and now rye bread has caraway seeds.
That's right. And the kiwi seeds, honestly, are very much like a chia seed, and that pulp of the kiwi, the flesh inside, is very much like what's on the outside of the chia.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
So the next food is pears.
Mm-hmm.
Pears are fantastic to regulate your digestive system. Now we're going to move into foods that...
to avoid.
Yeah.
The no-no foods.
Yes, they can cause your system, you know, traffic to stop up and all that.
Right.
The first thing is sad. It's so sad.
Is it sad?
It's one of the most sad things I've ever heard in my life.
I'm going to guess because this is the first thing that comes to my mind.
Yes.
Well, there's two things.
The saddest thing ever.
Cheese.
It's more sad than that.
Peanut butter.
Chocolate, Lucy. Chocolate.
No way.
That's just painful to hear to me. Chocolate is a problem. And it says especially for people who suffer from irritable bowel syndrome.
Stay away from the chocolate.
I hate that. It slows down the muscle contractions that cause things to move through your system. So, sadly enough, chocolate. The very next thing I'm going to share is first on your list, and that's dairy products.
Okay.
So there we
are. I knew that was up there.
Mm-hmm, it is, because I can remember my mother. I would be stuffing my mouth with cheese, and she's like,
you're going to get stopped up.
What are you doing? So anyway, so try to stay away from dairy products if you're having this problem. The next one, this one's a shocker to me. Red meat.
Okay.
Have you ever heard that?
I have heard that before. I didn't know it was that.
I was totally unaware.
That much on top of the list, but I knew it was in there.
Well, I'm not a big meat eater anyway.
Right.
Especially red meats. I mean, I do. Right. My mother will harp on me sometimes. You're looking all pale. You need some red meat. So, but there's something about the tough protein fibers in that that give you a problem. The next thing, yes, if I was not eating too much cheese, if I ate too many bananas, my mother would have exactly the same comment. And she was right. Bananas cause this this issue as well. And then we discussed earlier, the last food on the list here is caffeine.
Okay.
So I can't imagine. I think that caffeine has an immediately positive result in this topic. Just, you know, that's typically a suggestion people make to me or I make to them. It's like, ah, you're having a problem. Try a cup of coffee. Try some coffee.
I think it's more the hot liquid.
Possibly.
I know a lot of people use warm lemon water.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's new.
After a meal.
That's new for me.
Yeah.
So, I bet warm lemon water with some chia seeds mixed in would be a mighty good thing.
Would.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little honey. Maybe use some hot lemonade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that would be good. I think that caffeine pulls fluid out of your system, so surely that's why.
I think probably people that are thinking it's their coffee that's doing it, it's really the warm liquid. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. So, all right, guys. Listen, this is all we've got on this topic. And so what we want to say is try to keep your diet balanced, kind of heed some of these do's and don'ts with the foods, stay active and hydrated, and talk to your doctor. Definitely keep him in the loop on this. We know it can be a struggle. It's not just a struggle during treatment, but sometimes when you go through treatment, your body gets so out of whack. You may deal with this ongoing or for a long period of time. So just
know that you're not alone out there. I think that sometimes is because your doctor hasn't brought it up or the nurse hasn't thought to tell you about it. You think that there's something just kind of unusual about yourself. But just know that it is a very common problem and there are things that you can do, like we've mentioned today. And if those don't resolve, then definitely bring it up with your doctor, just like Sharon said.
Yeah, and you know, this was a very difficult topic for us, and so we know it's a difficult topic for you, but that's what we want to do here. We want to come to you and answer all of your questions.
Right.
And so please do know that you can go to our website at www.thecancersurvivorshow.com and make any comments or ask us, you know, whatever you're concerned with, we're happy to build a show around that topic and answer your questions.
So here we go. We've completed our conversation on constipation.
It's
today.
A wrap on constipation.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Thank the Lord.
Thank goodness.
So hopefully that this information has been helpful for somebody out there.
Oh, yeah.
And Sharon and I just want to tell you how much enjoyment we get out of being with you each and every week. We love getting together and doing these shows and looking at each other over our mics and laughing and sometimes crying together over some of these topics. But I just want to ask Sharon if she has a not just surviving but thriving tidbit of the day.
Well, Lucy, I do. And I think discussing this topic brought me to a strange place. And I can just remember potty training my children.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it funny how we take the greatest joy in the smallest things with our kids?
It is funny.
And we set them on the potty, you know, when we run the water. And we put the Cheerio in the water. And we wait and we hope and we pray that, you know, we'll have some success at this attempt to get them to relieve themselves in the appropriate place. And the day that they do what they're supposed to do in the potty, celebration breaks out in the house, and everybody claps, and, oh, my goodness, good job. You went poo-poo
you
potty.
You almost want to have some confetti.
Right? Yeah, foosh, you know. Yay, you know, success. And I think that's an amazing, wonderful thing, how we, you know, take such joy in the small things.
That's right. And for a mama, that's a really big deal.
It's a big deal. Yeah. It is. And this is a big deal for people. It can
that's
be.
Right.
But, you know, with that little story in mind, we just want to say that we hope you all the success in this topic in the world. And I guess we will bid you goodbye on that note.
That's right. We will see you next week. But always remember that we are not just surviving, but thriving with you.
Bye, everybody.
So long.